prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 29 January 2020. I keep on saying 2020. Welcome to the next program. We're so glad you're with us. And I'm going to bring up a very special guest in a minute, folks. We're going to discuss something that I'm sure you heard discussed before, but I don't think you've heard it from this much inside information. We're going to talk to Wendy Wilson in a few minutes with Apothecary Herbs about vaccinations and what's actually behind this, and are they weaponized or are they not? Really, I want you to hear this. Before I do that, though, don't forget, tomorrow is Thursday, and by the grace of God, I'll be in the office all day tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern to take phone calls, say hi to you, whatever you want to do. If you want to place an order or a donation, we'll be here from 9 to 4. We send orders out. And by the way, the magazine, the Minuteman magazine that we put out once a month online, will be going to the printer tomorrow to be put out. If you want to receive, in my personal opinion, I think I'm pretty much right, the largest and best magazine out there for totally free online, you email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com will get you to receive February's magazine. Now, folks, DV Kids says it's one of the best, and if she says it, I do believe it. So if you want to receive our magazine free of charge, you email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. We'll send it to you. They'll be going out here tomorrow. And this weekend, you know, we were going to try to have Bible study again. Would you believe the calm for 4 to 6 inches of snow across the mountain Friday and Saturday? So we're going to have it. We're going to have it next week, though. We're going to have it on Wednesday. I know that's totally off kilter from what we usually do, but we're getting behind. We got to do it. So Wednesday morning, 11:30 a.m., we're going to have church, and you can join us there like you always have. I'll get more detail next week and get closer to it. So not this coming Saturday, we'll not be having Bible study because, simple fact, the weather's messed up again. But we'll be doing it, we're getting caught up on Wednesday if at all possible. And starting Monday, for anybody that lives in the Huntsville, Alabama area, I hope this is a blessing to you. Starting Monday, between 1 and 2 your time, Central Time, we'll be on WBXR, 1140 AM and 101.3 FM in Huntsville, Alabama. Now, it'll be a repeat broadcast from the night before, but we'll be there, hopefully. I said Monday between 1 and 2 Central Time on WBXR 1140 AM and 101.3 FM. So you can listen to us on that, of course, or keep listening to how you are right now. But we'll be trying to reach out more people, folks. And thank you for helping us do this. If y'all weren't with us, we couldn't do it. Thank you so much. And don't forget, we do have DonorBox up and running on our website now. So you can give donations to us through DonorBox if you want to do that. We used to use PayPal till they messed up our account big time. We got hacked, let's put it that way. So we had to go to DonorBox. DonorBox is up and running. If you go on our website and look on top of the page, the right-hand side, you'll see where it says Donate, down at the bottom also. And on the radio page, you'll see it also, pastorbutch.com, PastorButch.com. Check it out, folks. It grows every day. You'll find all kinds of information on there, plus a listing of all the stations we're on, how to listen to the broadcast every day. So check it out, please. And we're offering, of course, still, tomorrow will be the last day we offer the REM sleep at $24.95. The prices did go up, and be going up to at least $27.95 starting next week. I can't help it, folks. That's just the way it is. $24.95 for the REM sleep, and folks, it's a natural product that I promise you, from my own experience, will help you rest better at night, sleep sounder, and get up feeling really good the next morning. It's a totally wonderful product, and many, many, many people, thousands of them, are using it and love it. It's available through tomorrow for $24.95. You call tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We'll take your orders tomorrow for that, or The Grand Design, a book that everyone should be reading if they want to know what happened, how this country is formed. And we just, folks, we offer these things because it helps us pay the bills, obviously. But there are things I know that you want to know and products I know will help you. That's what we're here for. That's all we're here for. So like I said, be in office tomorrow if you want to call and talk to us at 800-777-4403. And don't forget, if you listen on shortwave tonight on 6115, we're there because Melody Seastrom is paying airtime for us on shortwave Monday through Wednesday on 6115 at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. You can call her and ask her a question about your future financially, and I wish you'd do that at 800-375-4188. Now, without any further ado, we're going to go to our guest tonight. We're going to talk to Wendy Wilson, and we're going to discuss vaccination. Now, maybe you all know all this, but I don't think you do. Wendy is absolutely, in my mind, the top three qualified people to speak on this issue of vaccinations and what they're all about. Wendy Wilson, are you there?
Pastor Butch, good evening.
Good evening, sweethearts. Good to have you. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, I thought we'd talk about the Fluzone vaccine because it's designed for people over the age of 65 years of age, you know.
Well, before we go there, I want to say one thing about this coming Sunday, if you don't mind, because it'll be over by the time next week. I'm back on the air again. I got to say this. It's on my heart heavy. This coming Sunday is the Super Bowl. I very similar to watching, but I know people do, and there's nothing wrong with that, as long as it doesn't take priority of other things more important. If you like sports, then I'll go for it. That's wonderful. But with this one, something, folks, is terribly wrong with this Super Bowl. I can't believe that some of the players aren't speaking up about it, but apparently no one seems to care. One of the commercials on this Super Bowl that's paying for this Super Bowl that you're going to be watching, your family's going to be watching, is going to have a couple sexual deviants on it. They call themselves drag queens, but they're sexual perverts that are out to seduce your children because they can't reproduce. They have to recruit. This is what this is all about. And I would say that if you're a true believer in Jesus Christ, you're not going to watch a Super Bowl simply because you don't want your family exposed to that. Now, I'm just telling the way it is. You do as you please. Please your flesh if you want to. But I promise you, I won't be watching it. I won't be part of it. Because it's got to the point today that even sports, the biggest ball game, I guess, in a year, are now perverting our children. That's how far America has sunk into depravity. And believe me, folks, America has hell to pay. It's already started. Our children are paying for your and I's stupidity and ignorance and apathy over the last 50 years. They're paying for it right now. And it's going to get a whole lot worse. Sodom and Gomorrah has nothing on us. So if you watch it, you answer God, not to me. Had to say that, we'll move on. Go ahead, Wendy. I want you to tell about what's going on with the vaccination, please.
Oh, sure. There's a product out there called Fluzone vaccine. It's made for elderly people or people that they think have weaker immune systems. And by the way, Pastor Butch, modern medicine expects us as we age for our immune systems to become weaker. So it's common for that to happen, but it's not normal for that to happen. So there is a way to keep...
It's not necessary, is it?
Right. And the Bible tells us how we can keep a strong constitution, and actually from The book of Genesis to Revelation, we're encouraged to use herbs for the healing of the nation. So
that's right.
Herbs, medicinal herbs do support immunity. So, so here we have this flu zone vaccine. It's promoted for the flu. It's four times stronger than a regular flu vaccine. So the media often is informing the public that the older you get, the weaker your immune system is, so you better get this vaccine. They also report infants and children don't have the established immune system, and they need stronger vaccines like this. So the product is called Fluzone. It's made by Sofani Pasteur Pharmaceuticals. It's advertised aggressively through your doctor's offices, hospitals, TV, radio, print ad, media. So Fluzone is marketed as a high-dose influenza vaccine. And most patients have no idea what's in the vaccine other than it's promoted to better protect them. So what's inside the shot? Well, we're told Fluzone influenza vaccine contains four different influenza pathogens. It's considered a quadrivalent serum. So this vaccine is approved for individuals now as young
by the way,
as,
explain to them what quadrivalent means.
Well, it has four different influenza pathogens in it.
There you go.
Four different strains, okay? Usually you have an A strain and you have a B strain. So the vaccine is approved for individuals as young as 6 months of age.
Oh, my.
So, but how would any patient know if they are being given this influenza vaccine compared to another one? Think about that for a minute. You wouldn't, because normally a patient doesn't see the syringe being prepared in their presence. So Fluzone is cultured on embryonic chicken eggs, and the influenza pathogens are then treated with formaldehyde. So this vaccine is promoted as being a thimerosal-free or mercury-free and preservative-free vaccine, yet the ingredients are treated with formaldehyde. And what is formaldehyde, Pastor Butch? It's a preservative.
It's embalming fluid.
Yeah, it is. Well, here's what the FDA says about Fluzone. Quote, Fluzone is a high-dose injected flu vaccine formulated for people over the age of 65 years or older, and it contains four times as much flu virus antigen than standard influenza vaccines. So if it's formulated for people over the age of 65, why has it been approved for children as young as 6 months? Yeah.
Wow.
So the FDA says the vaccine is intended for older adults and not for infants or children, but yet it's been approved for them. So that's a contradiction there. So what this vaccine is it has a split virus, Pastor Butch. So according to prescriptionlist.com, they were reporting on Fluzone vaccine and its chemistry, how it's chemically treated with a lot of chemical agents. And one of the agents they listed was Titron X100. So it's classified as a detergent that is typically used in laboratories. It's also used in industries using nanotechnology. So this detergent is used to extract proteins that, and also penetrate living cells. So once a living cell, once it's in a living cell, it can reorganize the structure within that living cell. That's what this chemical can do. So this is a biochemical application that changes the living organism and the relationship between their structure, such as the membrane of the cell. It is often used to collapse membrane cell structures, and I want you to remember that, okay? So here is a quote from the National Academy of Sciences. They say detergents are widely used in biology for protein extraction from cell membranes and the crystallization of proteins as stabilizing agents and as membrane permeabilizing agents so it can penetrate. So Titron X100 is one of the most widely used surfactants, that's what they call the chemical, to extract proteins and reorganize cell structure of living cells for transfection. Now, I want you to remember now, this Tritron X100, it penetrates cells, it reorganizes the cells, and it does that in order to transfer infection, okay? So it appears your Titron X100 ingredient is used in what are called RNA vaccines. RNA vaccines are man-made. These are not pathogens from nature. These have been manipulated and mutated. Okay, so your Titron X ingredient is often added to your RNA vaccines to allow larger quantities of pathogens to invade the host. So human cells consist of proteins and enzymes and a lipid bilayer membrane. So according to this report, September 28, 2010, by the National Academy of Sciences, in their journal, they say large amounts of Titron X100, or if you're exposing cells too long to this chemical, it causes toxicity and disrupts the cell function and kills the cells. It collapses them. It disrupts their integrity of the lipid membrane. So science knows it's kind of difficult to avoid damaging cells when using a detergent agent like this. So it's recommended to use concentrations less than 0.15 millimeters of this toxin. Because if you use just 0.18 millimeters or more, it's fatal to human beings.
Wow.
Think about, yep, yep. And this is what's in your Fluzone vaccine. It's terrible. Now, according to reports, the Titron X100 is used to split the virus cell. And these split cells are then suspended in a chemical solution that resembles the human body's pH. And this allows for what is called a hemagglutinin antigen, or HA for short, and it happens in a concentration. It magnifies the influenza cell and its ability to attach and bind to your human cells and fuse the virus membrane to your human cell membrane, and it's stuck there. Now, does that sound like it's making an antibody, Pastor Butch?
It sounds to me like it's an invader of your body to kill you, what it boils down to.
Yeah, well, my opinion, and I can have one. My opinion is your vaccines aren't designed to protect you and have your immune system make antibodies. Your immune system makes antibodies all by itself. It doesn't need a vaccine to help it. And virologists have said your immune system makes no antibody unless there's a fever of over 101. So if you get immunized and you don't get a fever, there's no antibody.
Well, you know, we have heard the last few years, people all tore up about measles. I had measles growing up two or three times. Different, I had German measles, Bing measles, I had measles. And the chances of them killing someone are so slim. You probably have more chance to get struck by lightning. And that builds your immune system. That's what makes you stronger for the next battle, whatever you get. But today they want to keep, they want to keep it out of children so the immune system never mature.
Right. Well, see, that's the whole thing. I spoke to Dr. Anthony Norris. He was the chief virologist of the FDA in the 70s. And I spoke to him in 1990. And we had a nice little conversation, almost a half hour, very nice gentleman. He actually got fired from the FDA in 76 when he exposed the swine flu as a hoax on the live Phil Donahue show. he warned people, if you take this vaccine, he warned people, if you take this vaccine, you'll get Guillain-Barré. And that's exactly what happened to people. So he was explaining to Phil Donahue that the swine flu was a vaccine made for the pig farmers, but the pig farmers didn't want it. So the only other market was humans. So they created a fake pandemic in order to sell this thing. And, the thing is Dr. Norris was saying that the pathogens in the serums, and by the way, the serums have changed over the years. So the vaccines they were given in the 50s and 60s aren't the same ones given today. The kids today have a new generation of RNA, DNA serums that are corrupting their cells, seeding the body with disease that may be.
I mean, keep interrupting, but does this mess up your own DNA? Does this pollute your DNA and change it?
Let me just say this to you. Scientists have proven that if you go from a junk food diet to a healthy organic diet, within 6 days it changes your DNA. What do you suppose vaccines do?
Oh, yes. Okay.
And what's going on with people with lupus? is they've gotten a vaccine that has been corrupted with a different genome, not human, usually animal, and it's fused to their cells. And so the immune system sees it as an invader. So the immune system's working properly, and it's attacking it. But modern medicine tells the patient, your immune system's malfunction. It's attacking you. It's confused. It's not confused. It's attacking what God didn't put there. See? And so...
This is you're blowing my mind here. But could someone, a child, take a vaccination that this would flare up 30, 40 years later as an autoimmune disease?
I was talking to Dr. Norris about that. A lot of these pathogens can sit dormant. Modern medicine's very aware of it. He had tenure at the FDA, so he had access to all the raw data on the vaccines, and what the public's told about vaccines isn't true. Okay. And so this is why that link to that WHO Global Vaccine Safety Summit that I sent you, it's a audio clip.
Right.
You said you're going to post it for your people there, and they should listen
right,
to it because
right,
it's about
right.
all these doctors so upset that they don't have any scientific support of vaccines to answer questions that the public is asking. And now doctors feel insecure about even promoting vaccines because they feel like the science isn't there. So now they're wanting science to support everything they've been saying about vaccines, which they haven't had. So it's a fraud. Okay. And that's what Dr. Norris was telling.
Isn't that amazing?
That is
amazing. Go ahead.
Now, I was talking to Dr. Norris, and I said, I was trying to wrap my brain around this, you know, and because I didn't know, you know, was a young mother, had three kids. I didn't know this stuff. And he says, they give you stuff in booster shots. So they give you small amounts of the serum, and they give you it in a series of shots. And I said, yeah, why do they do that? Why don't they just give you one shot and be done with it? And he says, because it would destroy your immune system. So they don't want to kill people right away. They want to seed the body with disease so that later it will turn into an internal medicine disorder and it will just feed them, the medical establishment, with lifelong patients.
And are some people more susceptible to these things than others? I mean,
right.
Someone who maybe when it gets in their 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever, are sicker than other people that had the same vaccinations?
Right. Well, you know, and the thing is, it depends also on the combination of serums, because Dr. Norris says they've never done any testing of these immunization serums on children. They've never done any testing of it on pregnant women. They've never done any testing on serums to cause cancer. They've never done any testing, and they still haven't now. This was the 90s, and they still haven't done any testing on serums in combination. So actually, when you put pathogens in serums together, it provokes disease. In other words, MS was the culmination of blending serums. And, you know, like you have MMR, DPT, and they want to use them all together. So when it provokes neurological disorders. So this is why some kids will get Tourette's. Some kids will get, Guillain-Barré. Some kids might get, you know, autism, and because it does interact differently with each genetic code that you have. And we're not all the same genetically, right? So... depending on your
right.
serum. And if you'll notice, you'll see certain outbreaks like measles or whooping cough in certain regions, you know, of the United States, not all over the place. It's because they'll test different serums in different geographical areas.
Wow.
Yeah.
This been going on my lifetime and longer, and no one's really caught on to it. Some people are starting to realize it now, thanks to Kennedy and some others who are taking a stand. But the masses still don't get it. They still flock to CVS and Walgreens to get the flu shots.
Sure.
And think
sure.
they're actually doing something to help yeah. themselves.
Well, you would think the big red flag would have been the vaccine industry asking for immunity from lawsuits from damage. You know, that should have been a big red flag
yeah.
to everybody. So this flu zone vaccine, What it has is three strains of your bird flu influenza. This is a canora virus, by the way, the same kind of virus that Wuhan, China is experiencing. It's still a different class of canora virus, but it's still a canora virus. So in your flu zone, they have the bird influenza subtypes A and B. And by the way, Canada just released a report on this was back from, they were really upset about the 2008-2009 influenza season and the vaccine being used. So there was a big investigation in British Columbia, Alberta, Ontario, and Quebec, and they pulled data from their monitoring systems. And what they found out was, if you get an influenza vaccine that has a canora virus like the bird flu in it, you are 1.4 or 2.5 times more likely to become ill with the bird flu canora virus.
Wow.
Right?
You know, I haven't, so, I've never had a flu shot in my life that I know of, and I've never had the flu. Now, I'm not bragging. I might get it tomorrow. But I do try, as you say, with the natural supplements and trying to eat right, keep the immune system in my body built and keep it going. But I hardly ever even get a cold. And Wendy, there's got to be something to that, because I talked to somebody just the other day who was sick, really sick with the flu, and he'd gotten the vaccine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so you got to remember, any kind of vaccine doesn't protect you from disease; it gives you disease. It seeds your body with it. And here's an interesting. I know this is getting off topic just a little bit, but here's something that was really interesting. It was in the October 2019. It was researched by Squibbs Research Institute, which is a biomedical complex. They were looking for something to make a universal flu vaccine, you know, where it would destroy all known types of flu viruses, okay? They've been working on that for years, to have a universal flu vaccine. So they don't have to, like, keep making different serums each year, kind of guessing which pathogen will be circulating. So, So Squibbs Research Institute, guess what they found out, Pastor Butch?
What's that?
You will be amazed at this. They were looking for a special ingredient to protect people from all flu strains. And they were astonished to learn that the human immune system already makes an antibody with widespread capabilities to attack all known influenza strains. You already have a universal antibody. Right?
Oh, my. What you're saying is that God, the creator, us, knows more than they do.
Oh, absolutely. But they see science is so arrogant about what they do. Canora virus is a new subset of science research. Now, it's all by itself. It's so important. But they've been making these canora. They got like 20 different ones now. It's all lab contrived.
Well, give me a good break here. Hang on through that. Don't forget that thought. Folks, we'll get it a little bit later on who profits from these. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. This has been pawned off on us every day, and people are buying into it. Still, you will call us, you can. 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, Have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brothers, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Folks, we're back. We're talking to Wendy Wilson. I'm going to have her give her her email address, her website, everything you need to know to get in touch with her about what she does. And I would strongly urge you and advise you, if you have any questions about vaccinations, give her a call. Any questions about health at all or natural supplements, this lady knows what she's talking about. And if you want to call in the air, you can, 844-769-2944. But you know, Wendy, as we were talking during the break, as you said, doctors are not educated on vaccinations. They're not educated much on the immune system, and they actually think these vaccinations are going to work. And then they find that there are things in it that are poison, and they're starting to question the vaccinations. Wendy, there is no excuse for a medical professional not to know what he's putting in somebody's body. There's no excuse for that.
Yeah, there's the physician warranty of vaccine safety. It's out there on the internet. People can Google it and download it and print it off, take it with them to their doctors. And what it basically is putting the doctor on notice is, okay, you're recommending to your patient to get XYZ as far as this vaccine. And the doctor is signing, if he'll sign this document, he's asserting that the treatment is completely safe. And there's no damage, risk of injury or damage from the vaccine. And he also waives all his protective rights. No doctor's going to sign that.
Of course not.
Okay, so but if he's not going to sign that, then they're less likely to call authorities on parents, because why would any doctor want to give your child something that could harm them, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, but at common sense these days, you know how far that goes. But that's the physician warranty of vaccine safety. You can Google that and download it and get some level of protection there. But I think some doctors that do go on research, usually if they do, they're physicians that a family member was damaged by a vaccine, and that kind of opens their eyes. But most physicians don't take the time to investigate. And even in the journal articles from the medical journals they read, over 50% of those articles are fraud. So, I mean, that was already reported on by a research team that said going back decades, where they used improper cell lines to do research for, let's say, breast cancer, prostate cancer, any kind of cancer, colon cancer. They used the wrong cell lines, so the research is totally wrong. Yet all these treatments and drugs are based on that.
Well, you know, so, I wonder sometimes, too, we know who profits. The drug companies, of course, are making billions, not millions, billions of dollars. We know that. And some doctors are actually bribed to give these. You know that also. But most people don't realize that the CDC, they're supposed to be there supposedly to watch over us and our health, They don't. They really think that's a government-run entity that's really trying to help us, but it's not, is it? It's a privately run corporation that has patents on vaccinations, and they make profits from it, do they not?
Right. I mean, you cannot patent anything that Mother Nature created. So when you see patents on certain canora viruses, for instance, we mentioned that earlier this afternoon. The canora virus is got a patent by the Breitbart Institute. They received that patent July 23rd, 2015. And the people that are on the board, the shareholders of that patent, are Bill and Melinda Gates, the International Disease Control Agencies, the WHO.
By the way, I got to make a comment here. Bill and Melinda Gates are huge into, and I mean, they're huge into financing these things. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they know they can control about 15% of the population. There's vaccines that disrupt fertility, so it's a depopulation control tool. But the list is long on who owns patents. But the point is, they have patented a genetically altered pathogen, which, according to the patent, is called an invention. So they've invented a new disease, is what they've done, and they patented it because Mother Nature, you can't patent anything Mother Nature makes. So you have to change it in some way. And I also sent you a link, Pastor Butch, from Dr. Peter Gotekim. He's a Dutch physician, and your folks should listen to that, where he says, and this is not just America with the FDA and the AMA and all these supposedly watchdog groups. It's global, the problem stemming from the pharmaceuticals, because they buy the professors first, he says. Then they also buy the senior physicians. And then they also buy everybody that has anything to do with regulatory control of prescription drugs. So everybody's on a payroll. So this is the reason the public is not protected. He says the third leading cause of death is medicine after heart attacks and cancer. So they should listen to that link that you're going to post up on your website. Very informative there.
And the third leading cause of death after heart disease and cancer is medicine.
Yeah, it is. And he says, and it's by patients doing exactly what their doctors told them to do. So it's a type of euthanasia. We're told people live longer, but the quality of life's not there. This Dutch physician said he was in charge of a geriatric ward, and first thing he did is took everybody off their drugs, and within a week, everybody seemed 10 years younger. But let me just really quick mention the Fluzone packet insert, okay? It has documented the vaccine, what's in the vial, and also the limited effectiveness against influenza is also in this packet. It's not recommended for pregnant women, women that are nursing. It's not recommended for children or even the geriatric population for which it is being promoted for. Okay, so there's conflicting information on the actual product insert, and the warnings on that insert for Fluzone vaccine is Guillain-Barré syndrome. You could get that. Also, allergic reactions like anaphylactic shock, respiratory arrest, altered immunity, and also your immune system is going to have a disorder, possibly. Carcinogens that promote cancer, mutagenesis, where it mutates your genes. Also, blood and lymphatic system disorders, eye disorders, nervous system disorders like convulsions, swelling of the brain, facial palsy or Bell's palsy, optic neuritis, dizziness, syncope, which is fainting, vascular disorders, respiratory disorders, skin disorders, bluish-green blisters that come up out of your mucous membranes from this thing. Yeah. Also, gastrointestinal disorders. Pregnancy risk is 20%, but they're still collecting data on that. The vaccine has not been evaluated for effects on fertility, so they don't know what it'll do there. Abnormal crying if you get this shot. Irritability, tiredness, pain, swelling, vomiting, fever, headache. Sounds like the flu, doesn't it?
It does, you know? Doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So it that's does. What's on the insert. And according to the clinical research, the vaccine did slightly better than the placebo in clinical trials.
Oh, my gracious. Oh, my gracious. Now, let's take a phone call before we run out of time. It's going by so fast. I'm enjoying this so much. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch.
Hey. Aren't these vaccinations wonderful things?
I'm very anti that.
I hear you.
That's
go ahead.
Lot. Let's go. You ever heard of Upton Sinclair?
Oh, yes.
You read about his book, How Phony He Created the FDA?
I don't think so.
He's behind the FDA creation, by the
really?
Way. If you, yeah, really.
I did not know that.
Then we got CDC with a whole bunch of pervos in there who got busted, I say, 5-10 years ago for sexually bestiality, child pedophilia, whatnot.
Wow. Did not know that.
Now, let me tell you that. This is the mark of the beast. This is all it is.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that. I've been reading on this some myself, and when do you know that when God destroyed the earth the first time, it's because man's genomes have been polluted with the fallen angels. You know that.
That's right.
As Bible. And now they're destroying our DNAs. A lot of not necessarily with having sex with fallen angels, but giving us all these vaccinations and pollutions in the air and the food we eat. It changes everything inside the body. That's a little bit scary, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, all it is programming. There are many types of programming for the schools and whatnot around. And they just want to have their way. The ones who are in league with the fallen angels. Be best way of saying it.
It is amazing. Yeah. Hey, Wendy, any comments?
Well, I mean, definitely, I mean, you know, we hear a lot about stem cell therapies and that and this and that, but there's research out there that says that certain foods that you eat, your body manufactures its own stem cells, even in the brain. So you really don't need medicine to get stem cells. Also, this may be a topic for another show, is the FDA has a firewall where information doctors and watch groups can't see on medical devices that have, it's called what I call the death list of medical devices that you can't see. They're posted there because they have to post it, but it's behind a firewall so nobody can see it.
Oh,
so,
wow.
And doctors aren't aware of it. So when equipment fails in surgery, and they don't know anything about it, and it's not posted where it should be, this is where people get harmed. And you have to ask yourself, well, why would they have a hidden list of devices that have problems? Well, obviously, there's money involved.
Absolutely. Yeah, the root of all evil is still the love of money. Mickey, anything else you want to say?
These devices that she talked about, they emit ultraviolet radiation. Or you know it by Blu-ray check.
Well,
which you wear that.
Yeah.
I expect she is. Yes, I didn't. I expect she is. It is amazing, Mick. Now, Mick, anything else you want to say? I got to jump another call. But go ahead.
Here.
Yeah.
I'm still needing help. You did read that email I sent you, right?
I did. I mentioned on the air one night that you need some help. Yes.
Yeah, but it's not the furnace. It's more than that. It's an electro device. I sent you an email yesterday, but I don't know if you got the thing.
I don't know. Maybe I just haven't seen it yet. But okay, so is it going to be as expensive as a furnace or no?
Converter's like, we got $300-$500.
Okay.
But you have to have a qualified installer.
Oh. Okay, one
that
of those
makes
deals.
It more.
Yeah, of
that
course.
You know what I'm getting at.
All right, folks, you heard Mick needs prayer. He needs help, actually. Anybody out there that has some pain laying around and wants to help a man, a brother in Christ needs help, you let me know. I'll see who gets it. That's all. And I mean that seriously. Mick, thanks for calling. Thanks for being with us for so long.
My friend.
Talk to you soon. Okay.
Sure.
And seriously, folks, if you want to help Mick, you let me know. And I'll see you get some money. I promise. I just go next to Dino in Wisconsin. Dino, come on in.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. Hi, Wendy and Butch. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
I've been with you for about 10, 15 years.
Wow.
I'm the guy who sent you the information on Thanksgiving.
Right.
Did you get that report? Did Wendy get one, too?
I don't know, Wendy. Did you get the report on Thanksgiving that Dino sent you?
I really can't say.
Dana,
we may have gotten it, but we moved our office, and so it probably hasn't been discovered yet.
Oh, you mean you have a new location?
Well, it was a local move, but it was just to a bigger place. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then maybe you can announce that before if you have a new location, because I'd like to get some more catalog. But I have a question for you, Butch, and a question for Wendy before we run out of time here. When I listen to, I have bad reception here in Eden, Wisconsin, Butch. So when I listen to you on my telephone, will that make my phone bill go up or will it not?
Well, it's not toll free, so I expect it will, yes.
You know,
Yes, mm-hmm. I expect it will. Yes,
oh.
And because it's not toll free, it'll make it go up. I'm sure.
Well,
you still
maybe
there?
On his cell phone. Maybe it'll be free on his phone. If he's
now,
got
are you calling a cell phone? Are you calling on a cell phone? Are you calling on a cell phone? Apparently, we lost him. Yeah, we did. If you call on a cell phone, Dino, it may be included in the price. I don't know that. You can check and see on that, but it's not a toll-free number. It isn't. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we get so wrapped up in our topic. I did want to let your listeners know Apothecary Herbs does have a free product catalog that we can send. There is a table of contents, but there's a whole chapter on immune support formulas. So if they're worried about coronaviruses or any of these things, God says herbs are here for the service of man and healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So thepowerherbs.com, if you want to check them out there, or give them a call toll-free and get a free product catalog. It's 866-229-3663. That's toll-free in the United States and Canada, 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
And, folks, please call and get a catalog. It won't cost you a penny, and get a catalog. Look at it. This lady, as you already know from what you heard tonight, if this is the first time you heard Wendy Wilson, you know she knows what she's talking about, and she had enough courage to share it. 866-229-3663. If you missed that number, you can call tomorrow, and I'll get it to you. If you can call us to the office tomorrow, if you want to, at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We'll be here tomorrow to talk to you and answer any questions we can for you. But Wendy Wilson is the top of the line on everything she does. Believe me, I trust this woman 100%. She when she tells you something, she can prove it. If she offers you a product, she's tried it. And that's the kind of integrity she has. And I mean that, Wendy. I truly do. I've checked you out, but I've known you for a while. And I respect you for what you do. I do.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor. But, well, we make our own product line, so we're kind of anal retentive on quality and ingredients where we're when we're making the stuff. But, you know, Pastor Butch, which really surprised me about this coronavirus that Wuhan has over there in China, the officials over there, the Lancet Journal actually published on the 24th of this month some interesting data on that particular strain of coronavirus. They said that 50% of the patients, 73% of the patients were male between the ages of 30 and 50. So I'm wondering if this is genetically altered virus has been made to infect more males than females. I wonder about that.
Well, you know, you're saying things here that people may not understand, but the point of it is this was a man-made mm-hmm. virus, and it was, as you said, weaponized. And I don't know whether it meant for it to get out or not, but it's weaponized. When you turn something loose in society that the body's never saw before, it doesn't know how to react, it's going to kill people. And do you think that's part of the plan?
Well, if you think about it real closely, what sex, male or female, Pastor Butch, has more neurological side effects from vaccines, the childhood vaccines, with Tourette's syndrome and, you know, anything neurological there with the kids? It's mostly boys. It's not girls. It's mostly boys. So you have to wonder, are they taking out the males? Are they taking out the strong men? Think about it.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. And it's a very good point. And it's a sad thing to say, but it's a very good point.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is you know, they had this that conference in New York, the Event 200, which, again, this was a world forum. John Hopkins was involved, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, John Hopkins Health Security Center was there. And what they were doing is putting together scenarios about pandemics, supposedly to help people come together and manage them well, so there wasn't such a fallout. But what was really interesting is that in their prediction computer module at this conference, now mind you, this was 2019, in October 2019, right? So they're saying, we weren't predicting anything, but our computer came up with a coronavirus in our modeling of a pandemic. And they used the coronavirus nCoV-2019. And so, but that coronavirus has a name attached to it. It's not just a number, like an ID number. It's labeled the Wuhan coronavirus. So, and that was, you know, planned a year ago. What you were saying
now, folks,
now.
Did you hear that? This Wuhan, this is where this all broke out eventually, at least that's what's been told on the news. And it was it was worked on a year ago, broke out a couple of weeks ago. What a coincidence.
Right. Well, I don't believe in coincidences. It's a beta coronavirus. That's another way of saying it's an RNA virus of zoonotic origin. So it's been genetically CRISPRed in the lab. And by the way, coronaviruses were discovered in 1960. A couple of virologists by the name of Tyrell and Bone were experimenting with a lot of strains, animal and human, especially pulmonary type of pneumonia strains, and they actually came up with the coronavirus. They were patted on the back by science, saying they came up with a new genus of viruses. So the coronavirus is nothing nature made. Okay, so this has been this was at the National Institute of Health, is where these virologists created the coronaviruses. Back then, there was just two varieties. Now we have over 16.
Well, you know, I realize that they weaponize back different things. I know that. I know that they do that. That's supposed to be against the law most places, but they do it. But other than that, and it's still wrong, but other than that, why would anybody want to mess around and create new viruses? What's the purpose?
Basically in the scientific community, if you get published, if you get grant money, if you get accolades and awards, this promotes your career and you make more money. So, they're looking at that angle as far as, you know, sort of like, you know, mountain climbers, there's a mountain, I'm going to climb it kind of thing.
They're playing Russian roulette.
Well, I know, but the mindset of these scientists is they want to discover and make things. They want to create things, and supposedly it's for the betterment of humanity, but they kind of lose sight of that.
I guess.
And what they make is a Pandora's box, is what they've done.
That is amazing. That is absolutely amazing and so sad. I understand people, I mean, scientists would like to work on things, but it looks like they're working on things that would better man, not harm man. And if these, when there's Bill and Melinda Gates are obviously eyeball deep in this, and they're behind this. But when they brought this out a year ago, and named it Wuhan virus. I mean that was not an accident or coincidence. That was done on purpose.
Yeah, now, they planned it. They picked a location. Yeah, they planned it and they picked a location.
Do you think the minute for it to break out now? Do you think it's part of the plan also for it to get out of there now?
Yeah, Yeah, I think this whole pandemic outbreak over there is hiding something bigger, to divert your attention from something bigger, maybe something political or economical. I don't know, but I think it's to cover up something else. That's what I think.
Wow, folks, this is serious. Along with the impeachment and for 2 years, 3 years, it was a Russiagate, and now it's impeachment, and there's smoke and mirrors everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah, it's hard to wrap your brain around what's going on. I mean, it's hard to stay a step ahead from. Well, I mean, the average American, they don't think in evil terms. And it's hard for people that are good to think that way in order to stay a step ahead of the wicked. But that's basically where we're at.
Well, you know, the scriptures tell us that we shouldn't be ignorant of Satan's devices. So it's our own shame because we've been deceived for so long. We're cursed. Jeremiah 17:5 said, cursed be the man puts his trust in man, makes flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord. God gave us natural healings. He gave us what we need in the way of the things we eat and things we can use out of nature. But we turn to man to make genetic, chemical, whatever, and poison our bodies and wonder why we're sick. Now, folks, Wendy's number again is 866-229-3663. We're down about 2 minutes, Wendy. What do you want to say in closing?
Well, I just want to encourage people, you know, Psalms 104:14 says herbs are here for the service of man. Genesis chapter 1, 29 and 30 says herbs are meat, because herbs typically chemically are very packed with vital minerals and other nutrients that the immune system and your whole body needs. So God knows what he's doing with chemistry. And even today, science they try to dissect a lot of these herbs, especially garlic, which is very broad spectrum against viruses, bacteria, and fungi. But they can't figure out which mechanism, because garlic's very sophisticated, and they can't figure out which mechanism, chemical mechanism, is doing that, or they'd make a drug out of it. So, you know, and, you know, God has a few mysteries he keeps to himself, doesn't he? Right?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And thank God we can still get garlic at a reasonable price. And, folks, that is it's almost like a miracle herb. It is. It does a lot of things for you. Even lowers blood pressure and all of these things. And
right.
It clears out your arteries.
Right. And one thing I would say is, if you're looking at natural therapies, I can't give medical advice, of course, but usually it's not just one thing that gets you back to where you want to be as far as health-wise. Usually it's a combination of things. So don't be afraid to layer in certain therapies and herbal formulas. But, you know, if you get tools and some information on how to use them properly, and you've got a lot of internal medicine disorders whooped, really.
All right.
You do.
Wendy Wilson of Apothecary Herbs, thank you so much. And folks, again, number is 866-229-3663. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us tonight. And
sure.
God bless what you're doing. And we'll be in touch in the future, okay?
Okay, thank you, Pastor Butch, and thanks to your audience. Take care now.
Okay. Folks, we love you. By the grace of God, I'll see you in the office in the morning, and I'll see you in the air next week. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.